Welcome to Animal Concerns of Texas, ACT Radio. I'm Greg Lawson.
I'm Tom Linney.
And I'm Liz Walsh.
Here on ACT, we discuss how we humans relate to other animals.
We talk about how we use them for food, clothing, and entertainment, and how there are humane alternatives to these practices.
And we also discuss why a plant-based diet is the healthiest for humans and the best thing one can do for the environment.
So if you're concerned about the environment, if you're concerned about your health, if you're concerned about the way animals are treated, stay with us for Animal Concerns of Texas.
Coming up on today's show, we feature a conversation with Dr. Lori Marino. She's a neuroscientist, an expert in animal behavior and intelligence, and she's also the president of the recently formed Whale Sanctuary Project. That's a little later in the show, but first some news.
By now, many people are becoming aware of the potential health benefits of adopting a vegan or plant-based diet. Numerous studies have shown that vegan diets protect against heart disease, reverse the symptoms of type 2 diabetes, and are protective against cancer and other diseases. A new study conducted by researchers at the Department of Medicine at the University of California focused specifically on the blood taken from those eating a vegan diet compared to those eating the standard American diet. Research showed that this diet fought cancer cells and that blood coming from those following a vegan diet was much more effective at stopping cancer cell growth. Experimental group patients were prescribed a vegan diet, which included soy foods, omega-3 fatty acids, and vitamin supplements, and the patients engaged in moderate exercise, walking 30 minutes for 6 days a week. The diet was predominantly fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, and soy products. It was low in simple carbohydrates and with approximately only 10% of calories from fat. Subsequent studies at the University of California have also been done against breast cancer, and the benefits of eating a plant-based diet for only 2 weeks. A dramatic strengthening of cancer defenses was observed after only 14 days on a plant-based diet and light exercise that included walking 30 minutes a day. Blood samples were taken from women with breast cancer, and after that, the women were asked to try out a plant-based diet for 2 weeks and complete 30 minutes of exercise a day. 14 days later, their blood was taken again, and researchers found that the diet significantly slowed down the growth of cancer and increased the blood's ability to kill cancer cells. You may be thinking that it could have been the exercise that was responsible for slowing down the cancer development. So were the researchers, and that's why they formed another study, and they found that the light exercise did assist with the suppression of cancer growth, but it was the plant-based diet alone that was much more powerful to kill the cancer cells. While some people think that developing cancer is just bad luck or bad genes, it's important to understand that your lifestyle can have a direct effect on your body and your risk of developing cancer. As Hippocrates, the father of medicine, said over 2,000 years ago, "Let food be thy medicine."
From the online newsletter, The Dodo, in a move animal advocates are calling historic, the United Egg Producers, which represents 95% of egg producers in the U.S., has announced it will end chick culling by 2020, or as soon as it is feasible. Currently, 250 million lives are wasted by the egg industry each year, since it has no use for chickens who don't lay eggs, and that means male chicks. Traditionally, factory farms have simply shredded or suffocated the baby animals just after they're born. According to the Humane League, this new decision will virtually eliminate this practice in the American egg industry. Battery cages are cramped spaces where chickens can hardly move. The Humane League rallied against the practice and won. Over 150 companies, including Walmart, Kroger, Sodexo, Conagra, and Denny's, made commitments to stop sourcing eggs from farms that use these cages. The Humane League approached the United Egg Producers early in 2016 to talk about ending chick culling. They came up with a solution. Egg producers will implement a new technology called embryo sexing technology, invented by German scientists, that determines the sex of each egg before the chick develops, eliminating male chicks from being born just to die. Germany was the first country to announce an end to the practice last year. The country's egg industry had been throwing away the lives of 45 million newborn chicks per year. In the U.S., at least 500,000 chicks are culled per day. As it is, today, animal lovers everywhere can breathe a small sigh of relief.
The Center for Biological Diversity reports that nearly 40 incidents of whales entangled in fishing gear have been recorded off the West Coast in 2016, including at least 20 whales that are estimated to still be entangled. Those that continue to drag fishing gear can die slow, painful deaths. In response to the latest figures, the Center for Biological Diversity called on the Dungeness crab fishermen to heed last month's voluntary advisory and to remove more fishing lines from Monterey Bay and other entanglement hotspots where whales, including endangered humpbacks and blue whales, are now feeding. The center also urged regulators to take swift action to address the problem. In addition to whales, one critically endangered leatherback sea turtle was reported entangled and ultimately disentangled in the Monterey area in April. There have been at least four new whale entanglement reports since the California Department of Fish and Wildlife issued its May 24th advisory to crab vessel permit holders, calling for them to voluntarily reduce the use of trailer buoys and remove gear from Monterey Bay and the shelf edges and canyons where krill and small fish are now abundant. Anecdotal reports indicate that a significant amount of fishing gear remains in those areas where some of the new entanglements have been reported. California Whale Rescue Director Kathy Kuhn said that there have been at least 39 unique entanglement reports this year, including 35 since the start of the commercial crab season in late March. The National Marine Fisheries Service confirmed 61 reported whale entanglements in 2015 and 30 confirmed in 2014, which was up from an average of 8 per year the previous decade and 3 per year the decade before that. According to an attorney for the Center of Biological Diversity, this is a perfect storm. There's a lot of competition among crabbers during this season and lots of whales off our coast because of the warm water. The advisory should work to reduce entanglements, but fishermen are essential to its success, and thus we need the crab industry to act with the sense of urgency that this situation deserves.
If you'd like to learn more about whales, stay with us. Coming up next is a conversation with Dr. Lori Marino, president of the recently formed Whale Sanctuary Project. Dr. Marino is a neuroscientist and expert in animal behavior and intelligence, formerly on the faculty of Emory University. She's also the founder and executive director of the Camilla Center for Animal Advocacy, which focuses exclusively on bridging the gap between academic research and scholarship and on-the-ground animal advocacy efforts.